The Queensland Government hasn't decided if it will come to the rescue of Clive Palmer's ailing Queensland nickel refinery and the jobs of nearly 800 workers there. Clive Palmer has turned to the Palaszczuk Labor Government for financial assistance after he lost a court bid this week to force his former Chinese business partner in WA, the Chinese government-owned CITIC company, to pay millions in what he claims are outstanding iron ore royalty payments. Queensland Treasurer Curtis Pitt released a short statement after he met with Clive Palmer yesterday.
The state government has met with Queensland Nickel on numerous occasions to discuss its operating position. Now, a few weeks before Christmas, Mr. Palmer's come back threatening to close the business if the state doesn't bail him out. If Clive Palmer makes a decision to close the Yibulu Nickel Refinery, that would be his decision and his decision alone. The current state of commodity prices is having a major impact across the resources sector. We acknowledge that, and that includes Queensland Nickel. Queensland Nickel's priority, first and foremost, must be to set aside funds to provide for employee entitlements, and we've certainly called on them to meet those obligations. The key consideration for the government in this matter is the interests of Queensland Nickel's workers.
Queensland Treasurer Curtis Pitt. And if the state Labor government does come to Clive Palmer's aid, it won't be the first time Queensland taxpayers have been on the hook for the Townsville refinery, whose previous owners have included the late Alan Bond. Here's our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
2015 hasn't been a good year for the Queensland miner turned federal politician, Clive Palmer.
He's seen the nickel price dive down, his coal project went nowhere, and of course he's still locked in litigation with the Chinese over the iron ore tenements that they are mining in Western Australia.
Hedley Thomas is the Australian's national chief correspondent. He's been tracking the rise and now precipitous fall of the mining magnate's fortunes for years.
In terms of the iron ore litigation and disputes, these are matters that he's spending something like $1 million a month on in legal costs. When, you know, I think other businessmen would have said, rather than suing and litigating and going to court every other week, should we be having a negotiation and trying to do a deal that is pragmatic and sensible rather than spending all of our funds on lawyers?
But it's the perilous financial position of Clive Palmer's Yibulu Nickel Refinery in northern Queensland, a business he bought for a song from BHP Billiton in 2009, that's now threatening his entire business empire, an empire which ranges from resources to resorts and a shipping company building the Titanic too. Hedley Thomas again.
I think the nickel refinery has been one of the biggest drags on Clive Palmer's assets because in the good times it can make him terrific profits, but in the doldrums, such as we've seen over the last few years with a very low nickel price, it is an albatross, and that's because he can't produce nickel for the price that nickel fetches on the world market, and as a result, he has to keep injecting funds.
And again, Clive Palmer's nemesis is China. The Chinese economic slowdown has forced down the prices of a range of commodities, among them nickel, which is used in the making of stainless steel. David Whitten is head of Global Natural Resources at the fund manager Henderson.
At its very peak in 2005, 2006, I think it reached $40,000 a tonne, which was abnormally high, and today it's just under $9,000 per tonne. At the moment, we see probably around about two-thirds of the nickel industry in cents per pound losing money at the moment. So it's quite dire for them that there has been a large margin contraction going on and for many players.
And so too for Clive Palmer's Queensland operation, which imports all its nickel from New Caledonia. Gone are the days when the refinery was throwing off so much cash that Clive Palmer could afford to shower his workforce with Mercedes cars and international holidays. The refinery was also once a major donor to the Palmer United Party, bankrolling it to the tune of $15 million in 2010, according to Australian Electoral Commission records. But now the business is losing money hand over fist, with its 800 workers facing retrenchment. Michael Komisarov is a China and resources consultant.
He's losing at least $2 million a month, a minimum of $2 million a month. I've seen some suggestions as high as $10 million. And nickel prices are continuing to fall. And the reason for that is two factors. The Chinese malaise, economic and political malaise at the moment, is softening demand for nickel and it's not wanted. At the same time, the Chinese have perfected a very old technology which is very heavily polluting, but it's a very cheap way of making nickel. And they're dumping that nickel onto the market and depressing prices.
Michael Komisaroff says the Palaszczuk government should therefore think twice before extending taxpayer-funded loans to keep the refinery afloat. He says not least because it's been done before, some three decades ago, in fact, when the refinery was owned by a series of entrepreneurs, including the late Alan Bond. Back then, it was the LNP governments of Joe Bjorke-Petersen and his successor, Micah Hearn, who were called upon to bail out the business and save jobs at risk.
Go back and look at the history, particularly of the Hearn government, who bailed it out and it didn't solve any problems. And when Bond had it, it's always been a troubled operation, and more so in recent years because it's relatively old technology. People haven't reinvested in plant and equipment. BHP did an expansion, but that was the last thing that ever happened where it's had any large licks of money.
The question remains, though, does the self-proclaimed billionaire really need to go cap in hand to the Queensland government for a bailout of Queensland Nickel? Hedley Thomas again.
It's difficult to know what Clive's personal fortune is. I think that Clive is wealthy by most standards, very wealthy personally, but certainly nowhere near as wealthy as he would have had many Australians to believe. I think he has spent, sometimes unwisely, most of the money that he received from the Chinese when they paid him US $415 million for the right to mine those tenements some 7 years ago. And unfortunately, he's invested very large sums of the after-tax money on some really, really real duds. And we know that he's blown up more than $30 million on the Palm United Party, a large chunk of which came out of the accounts of Queensland Nickel. There's some irony there that he used Queensland Nickel funds to bankroll, in part, his Palm United Party. And now he's asking the Queensland government, which is the Labor Party, to keep afloat Queensland Nickel.
But you wouldn't imagine that then, though, that he's on the kind of brink of personal bankruptcy, I mean, which would then bring into consideration his position in Parliament.
I don't think that Clive faces personal bankruptcy, and I don't believe that that will happen. I think that Clive has been very careful in insulating a lot of his personal assets from the administrators and receivers who may be called in the event of the collapse of these companies like Queensland Nickel. So the mansions and the big boats and even the Coolum Resort will be safe from the creditors if they come knocking.
That's Hedley Thomas, the Australian newspaper's chief national correspondent. The report from business editor Cheryl Bagwell. And we did seek an interview with Clive Palmer, but he was unavailable. In a statement to the AM program, however, he said the company is seeking minimal assistance while the nickel price is low, but that forecasts show the operation will be self-supporting by the middle of next year.